Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Electric oomph erases hills and headwinds. Porsche's amazing hub-powered motor car, so far ahead of its time, came factory equipped with perhaps two wheels too many. I'm Roger Kaza at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.
A transcript of this Engines of Our Ingenuity episode number 2714. Is online at uh.edu/engines. Additional episodes are available by podcast.
Wednesday morning here on KSJE. It's time for another lesson about life in the sandbox that we all share. Joining me, of course, is Ron Price. He is the noted author about the series of books, Play Nice in Your Sandbox, at work, home, and at church. Mm-hmm. He is here with me this morning to talk about difficult conversations.
Challenging conversations, all crucial right. conversations. A lot of people may have heard of that book. There's several others as well, but you know what I'm saying, Scott. You need to talk to somebody.
Yes.
And you keep putting it off. I don't know.
Yeah.
And why do we do that? Well, lots of reasons. Mostly, I think, self-preservation. We're fearful that the conversation may not go well, and so
I think we avoid uncomfortable situations, and it's going to be uncomfortable.
I think you're right. And yet, if it's a conversation that needs to happen, then letting it go unsaid is not going to be very comfortable either.
That
if
never,
it's causing a problem.
That never helps. That's right.
It's analogous to, you know, you get a pain and, oh, it'll go away, and you ignore it until it gets so bad that you go to the doctor and find out you should have been in some months ago.
Right.
So putting off a conversation can be that way as well. So I just put together a workshop that I've done at a few different places in the area. And just wanted to share some of those thoughts with the audience. Would that be all right?
Okay.
Try to stop me, I dare you.
I won't do that.
Okay.
That would be too difficult and challenging.
The first thing is to prepare yourself before the conversation. You better know why you're there. If you're going there to straighten them out and put them in their place, you might want to think two or three times before you decide to do that. What's your motive? Make sure you check your motive.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get these right, so I put my glasses on.
Now we know he means business.
Give some thought to your desired outcome. What do you want to see come from this conversation? Why are you going in the first place? But also, Scott, and this is trickier maybe, give some thought to their desired outcome. Now, at this point, they don't even know that
what's
you're coming.
Right.
They likely, quite possibly anyway, know a conversation ought to happen, and they may be putting it off as much as you are. Not always the case, but often. What's their desired outcome? What would they like to see happen as a result of your interaction together? And then I think give the other a heads up that, hey, you need to have a talk, and that it's a sensitive talk, and to own it. You know what? I may say it the wrong way. I may offend you, and I don't want to do that at all. That's not my purpose here. I've got something that's troubling me in our relationship, whatever that is, coworkers, lovers, any church members, anybody, club members, whatever. I'm finding it difficult to be around you, and I don't like that. And I want to talk about it because I value you, I respect you, whatever. Give them a heads up and ask for a convenient time to meet. A lot of times, Scott, I want to talk to you about something.
Sure.
And I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about it. And finally, I summon up the courage, and I go, and I lay it on you. And then I say, okay, what do you think? Scott, that's not fair, is it?
No.
If I've had the luxury
of
thinking it over, I owe you that same courtesy, don't I?
Right.
Yeah.
But setting a time, you should set a time within a reasonable amount of time, right?
Right.
Not
Thank
like
you.
Next month.
Yeah, I'll see you 5 weeks from Thursday,
yeah,
5 years from Thursday, whatever, yeah.
Right.
You know, this is a big one, too. Expect a positive outcome. Expect that the other person wants to resolve the differences as much as you do, because it'll impact your body language, your tone, your attitude, everything. If you go in, oh, I don't know, this might go bad, you can't hide that. You can't hide that. So summon up, and not that, you know what, I know it's going to go well. Reminds me of the kid who told his dad, Dad, I think I flunked my math test. And Dad said, son, you got to be more positive in life. And the kid said, okay, Dad, I'm positive I flunked my math test. Sorry.
Okay.
But yeah, nice drum roll
Thank
there.
Thank you.
But again, expect that it's going to go well. And we've talked on this program before about pushing the pause button.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go into that meeting, collect yourself. Just remind yourself that, you know what, I'm well motivated. I've prepared for this meeting. I've prepared the other person for this meeting. I'm expecting a good result. And if it goes sideways, know in advance, you know what, hold on. If it gets sideways, we can't just feed that. We've got to maybe take a timeout. We've talked about
right. The
right way to call a timeout before. But again, if you've got a difficult conversation that you know you need to have, don't put it off. Choose the timing, yes. Prepare, yes. But have it, because my hunch is you'll be glad you did. Boy, we just got through the first part. This may be a three, four, five,
uh-oh,
or six-parter.
So to be continued.
To be continued.
Okay.
What do you think?
Next week.
Can I come back?
Sure.
Okay. If not, we're going to have a conversation.
We will have a conversation, but not about that.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Price, he is here with me, teaching us all every Wednesday, right here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.